There were two brothers over in Ireland from a small village, and they were holy terrors. For 25 years, they drove Father Murphy crazy, always getting into trouble, being in the pubs every night, staying out drinking, getting arrested, and being nuisances. This went on for 25 years, and eventually one of the brothers, named Pat, died. So his brother Mike went to make the funeral arrangements with Father Murphy. He said he wanted a wonderful Catholic funeral for his brother. Father Murphy was a bit reluctant because he had never gone to church and was always a problem in the village, but he reluctantly agreed to say the funeral mass. And then Mike said, "Father, one more thing. During the funeral homily, I want you to tell everyone in the village that my brother Pat was a saint." Father Murphy said, "You've got to be kidding me. I don't think I can do that, but let me see what I can do." So Father Murphy's funeral homily began like this. "We all know that Pat never went to church. He was always in the pubs drinking and causing problems in the village. But compared to his brother Mike, Pat was a saint." Well, tonight is All Saints Day. Happy feast day of this beautiful feast of All Saints. You know, when you go to, if you want to see the Baseball Hall of Fame, you go up to Cooperstown, New York. If you want to go to the Football Hall of Fame, you go to, I believe, Canton, Ohio. But tonight we celebrate the Catholic Hall of Fame. That's what All Saints Day is. It's the Catholic Hall of Fame. Those men, women, and young people that we honor of the last 2,000 years that became saints. It's such an encouraging feast day because we see what God's grace can do in the life of men and women and young people just like ourselves. The saints really were just like ourselves. Like you, some of them were moms or dads or grandparents. Some of them were single. Some were priests. Some were nuns. Some were lawyers. Some were doctors. Some were farmers. Some were tax collectors. You know, the saints were men and women like ourselves, and it's such an encouraging feast day because we see what God's grace can do in the life of a person to make them like Jesus. And really, that's what the saints were. The saints were like St. Paul, who said, "It's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me." A saint is somebody that allows Jesus to live his life in and through them. Saints were those who lived the gospel and who became so like Jesus that they allowed Jesus to be born and to grow within them and to become the person that God wants them to be. The Bible calls the saints our cloud of witnesses that urge us on to victory. I like to call the saints our friends in high places. You know, sometimes people have friends in low places. We, as Catholics, have friends in high places. What do the saints do for us? Well, first, they pray for us. They are the cloud of witnesses. They pray for us. They intercede for us. They are our role models and examples. And we all need heroes today. We all need heroes in our modern age. Men, women, young people that truly lived Christ-like lives. And that encourages us. We follow their example. We imitate their virtues, their faith, their hope, their charity, their sacrifice. There's many beautiful definitions of a saint. One definition of a saint is, a saint is a friend of God. I remember hearing the story once. They were walking the children through CCD class into the church. They were looking up at the stained glass windows of the saints. And the teacher asked the children, what's a saint? What's the definition of a saint? And the child looked up on this beautiful day as the light was coming through the windows. And the child said, "I know. A saint is someone through whom the light shines through." What a brilliant definition. A saint is someone through whom God's light shines through. So saints, really, another definition of a saint is anyone who is in heaven right now, gazing upon the beatific vision. So we honor all the saints today. As the book of Revelation says, John saw a great multitude that no man could number, from all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne in the sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. That's a little glimpse of All Saints' Day in heaven. St. Paul says that the saints are those who fought the good fight, who ran the race, and who kept the faith. One definition of a saint is a sinner who kept on trying. A saint is someone who never gave up. They never got discouraged. They never remained in their sins. They repented. They went to confession. They got up and they tried to do the will of God in their life by living a life of faith, hope, and charity to a heroic degree. And really, what a saint is somebody who in their own life lived the life of Jesus. And when you look at the saints, you see different facets in the life of Christ. Remember when Jesus was young, as a baby or as a young child? We also have saints that reflect the youthful Christ. Think of the holy innocent children killed by King Herod. Or think of young Maria Goretti, who was about 12 years old, who gave her life for Christ. Think of St. Agnes, who was also 12, or Dominic Savio, who died at 14. These young saints reflect the youthfulness of Christ. But then we also know that Jesus spent almost 20 years in a hidden life, in a life of prayer and solitude. And we have saints that reflect the hidden life of Christ. Saints that were hermits, that were cloistered nuns. Think of St. Anthony of the Desert, or St. Therese the Little Flower, or Teresa of Avila, or John of the Cross. Saints that lived, in a sense, the hidden life. They reflect the hidden life of Christ. But then we know that Jesus was also a preacher. He went out teaching. He gave the Sermon on the Mount. And we have saints that reflect and remind us of the teaching Christ. St. John Chrysostom, St. Augustine, St. Dominic, St. Robert Bellarmine, Louis de Montfort. And then we also know that in Jesus' life, he was a good shepherd. He went out after souls. And we have so many saints in our church that reflect Jesus, the good shepherd, that were wonderful pastors and missionaries like St. John Vianney or St. Vincent de Paul, St. Anthony, Mary Claret. And lastly, we know that Jesus died on the cross for us. He is the King of Martyrs. And we also have saints that show forth and reflect the sufferings of Jesus. Saints like St. Lawrence, who was roasted alive on the gridiron, or St. Stephen, who was stoned to death, or St. Sebastian, who was killed by arrows, or St. Maximilian Kolbe, who was thrown in a concentration camp and his body was incinerated during the Holocaust. So when we look at the saints, we see that they like a diamond. When you hold the diamond in a different way, you see the different facets of a diamond. So when you look at the lives of the saints, you see the different facets of the life of Christ. The youthfulness, the hidden life, Christ the teacher, Christ the good shepherd, and Christ the King of Martyrs. So what I encourage you to do on this beautiful feast day of All Saints is to read the lives of the saints. You know, there's a saying that we all become like the people we hang around. If you hang around the saints, you will become really more like a saint. If you read their lives and have them as your role model, your example, ask them to pray for you, to help you live your life with courage, with faith, hope, and love. When you honor them and respect them and ask them to pray for you, then you too will grow in holiness and become the saint that God wants you to be. I always tell people the three most important things we can read. First is the Bible. Second is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And third, the lives of the saints. The lives of the saints inspire us and can encourage us to live the life of Jesus in our own daily lives. And so we pray today, all you heavenly angels and saints, pray for us.